I don't think it's an understatement to say that one of the greatest tzaddikim ever stepped foot on the planet was the Chayzer from Lublin, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Lebracha. And his yahrzeit was on Tisha B'Av. And had there been a Malava Melka past Motzei Shabbos, we would have spoken about him, unquestionably. And Be'emes, it's always shaykh to talk about the Chayzer from Lublin. He was a Talmud from the Magen from Mezrich. Although he was one of the younger Talmidim, Magen was Machavim him very much. And his Talmud Muvok, his Rebbe Muvok, was the name of the Melech, the Melech from the Gens. But he traveled to all the Tzaddikim of the time, to the Rebbe Reb Shmelka, Rebbe Nachum Melech from Rimanov, and Magen from Zlachev, the Moshe from Shavar, so the Baidichever. How he passed away, there's a whole story. It's not time for now. He, together with the Maggid from Kuznets, Nachmanov from Rimanov, they made an attempt to be Mashiach, and it did not work. And on Simchas Torah, whole Maisa, he was blown out of his house, out of the window, and he was found in the forest somewhere, and he almost was dead, and whole Maisa. I'm not telling Maisim, so we can't share. In his Beis Midrash alone, it was well known that he had 300 to 400 Baal Ruach Kodesh in his Beis Midrash. And the Chaim Tzanze, the Tzanze Rav, he said that there was such a simcha in the Beis Midrash of the Chayzer from Lublin that when you would davening in that Beis Midrash, the walls would dance. When they were diamond. And then he said, I'm not exaggerating. The walls would dance, that's what he said. Not exaggerating. The walls would dance. The midah of the Chayzer from Lublin was the midah of Simcha. By him was Mamish, Besimcha, Besimcha. And the reason why it's called the Chayzer, his name is Yaakov Yitzchak. Nobody knows his name because everybody calls him the Chayzer. But it was called the Chayzer because although all the Tzedigim had Ruch Kodesh and they could see, but the Chayzer from Lublin was mamish miyuchad in the sinyan. That he, from a very young age, he was so careful in things, and what his shmiras inayim was incredible. And with his shiflas and his whole derech and avodas Hashem, he was literally able to see from one end of the world to the next into the future. He said about himself, I can already see the yidden sitting at a seder on the night of Tisha B'Av saying, he passed away on Tisha B'Av, but he was able, I mean, I think they go together. And because he was able to see the Yontav of Tisha B'Av, he passed away on Tisha B'Av. It was known that in Nisan, he was able to tell people, the Talmidim, what was going to happen for that year. He would already tell big predictions as to what would happen, and he was never off, obviously. And one year, in the beginning of Nisan, so the way that it works is that each day of the first 12 days of Nisan correspond to the 12 months of the year. And when it would come to that day, he would say the events which would happen in the month, that month for the coming year. And then one year when it came up to the fifth day of Nisan, he said, I can't see anymore. I don't see what's going on. And turns out it's because he passed away in Chodesh Av that year. So he couldn't see anymore because he wouldn't be in this world anymore. So he couldn't see after that. One time, he would read Kvitlacha, and he used to say that a Rebbe who doesn't know what it says on the Kvitl before the Chassid comes in the room, and before he comes into the room, is not a Rebbe. If he doesn't know what it says on the Kvitl before he comes into the room, not a Rebbe. So once, and there's many stories like this. Once they brought a kvittel, and as soon as he saw the kvittel, he would see everything about the person. He would see what he looked at the kvittel, and they brought him. They said, "Rebbe, take this." He looked at it. He says, "Oh, mamash, this yid, he lights up all the oilamas. He's lighting up all the oilamas." And I said, "What?" He says, "It was a kvittel of a big rasha." So he said, "Rebbe, look again." He says, "Oh, mamash, it's so lichtig. Everything is lighting up." So I didn't understand. So they found out later that at the time that he showed the kvitlach to the rabbi, he was lighting Chanukah nairs. This Rasha, he was lighting Chanukah nairs. So at the time he got it, so he said, "Oh, Mamish is mayor, all the oilum is all the oilum." Many stories like that. Once he had an inyan that he wouldn't come out to the tish, and other tzaddikim had this inyan also. He wouldn't come to the tish until he knew bevadai, he knew bebeirur, that whoever was at the tish, that he was the lowest person at the tish. Unless he was convinced and he knew that he would be the lowest person at the tish, he wouldn't come to the tish. Sometimes you think, you know, Rebbe's taking his time, you know, a real tzaddik's taking his time, what's taking so long? I think it's long, I gotta get somewhere. Right? The Rebbe has an inyan, you know, how he comes out to a tish. Once the Satmarov, he once came late to a chasna, and it was a very big chasna, a very big veer, and people flew in all over the place. It was like in England or something like that. And the Satmarov, he was waiting, and people, they made flights to come in and then to leave. So the Satmarov came like 2 hours late. And the balabas, the chas inside, were very upset with the Satmarov. So they said, "Rebbe, you know, people have left, and Mamash has come out, nobody there anymore." So the Satmarov said, he says, "I don't know. I saw an invitation that said that this chasna would take place by Shah Toivim Mutzlachas." He says, "Do you know the Shah Toivim Mutzlachas?" "Oh, okay. So let's start now. Let's start chasna."
I gotta remember that for next time.
Is by his second marriage. Oh, it's the middle of a story. So one time when he came to the tish, he couldn't find out, he knew there was, he could see everything. He knew that there was like a very big Russia who was at the tish. So he couldn't, he was working on his anava, on his shiflas, how he was going to come out. He thought that he was bigger than this person. So he found an Eitzah. He says, "He's bigger than me. Because at least he's at the tish. If I was at the tish of the Choyza, I wouldn't come." So he said, "I wouldn't come to such a tish like this. The fact that he's here, it's already mine." It says, by his second marriage, so it was a passport issue. He had to go to the Kala, and he couldn't cross the border. So they had to make some type of a pshara, like they would meet halfway, because he couldn't cross. So at the chasana, so the Banacha made a joke. And he said the following joke. He said, Chazal say about Yitzhak Avinu, that the Chazal say that sometimes a person goes to a shidduch and sometimes the shidduch comes to him. That's what Chazal say. So it says, like, for example, by Yitzhak, it says that he stayed in Eretz Canaan and his shidduch came to him, Rivka. So by Yaakov, he had to go to Laban's house to find a shidduch, right? So the Baruch says, since the Rebbe, the Chayz's name is Yitzhak Yaakov, so that's why he had to make a pshara, that he would meet his shidduch halfway, because he was both Yitzhak Yaakov. There's another story like similar to that about his name, that Ramir Shapiro, the great legendary Rosh Hashiva from Lublin. So when he came once to the Beis HaKlaris in Lublin, so he went to that. He didn't know where to go first, because there were like two parts of the Beis HaKlaris, so the Beis HaChaim. There was where the older, the great tzaddikim who were buried there, the earlier Rabbanim, like the Marshal and the Maram Lubliner, Mishal the Shachla from Lublin, and other very great gedolim who were on one side. And on the other side, there was from the later tzaddikim, amongst them was the Chayza and other great tzaddikim, and he didn't know where to go first, to go to the right or go to the left. So then he remembered the Pasuk. Remember the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says in Vayikra, V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, v'es brisi Yitzchak, v'es brisi Avram Eskar. So the Pasuk lists, Hashem says, "I remember Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avram," which means that it's going in order from youngest to oldest. So he said, "I would go to the younger tzaddikim first, then I would make my way to the older ones." He didn't know whether he made that. That's the pasuk which popped into his head. But when he got to the kever, he looked on the name of the tombstone. It said, Yaakov Yitzchak ben Avram. That was his name. Yaakov Yitzchak ben Avram. So almost like a Ruach HaKodesh which came to him, that he should go pay different, show respects to the Chayza first. It says that he was very nervous about Ayin Hara. Tzadikim have their inyanim. So even when he would eat during the chal, he would eat by himself privately. Nobody was allowed to be there while he ate. And his son would bring him the food to eat privately in the room. And once in the middle of while he was eating, he asked his son that he should do some type of a lachash, some type of a, say something that he should protect him from Ayin Hara. So he says, Rebbe, I understand there's nobody here. We need a protection for Meinar. He said because my Zayda, Rav Kapel, he was a very well-known tzaddik in the times of the Baal Shem Tov. He was an einikel of Rav Kapel. So he says, Rav Kapel and Shemaim just said to the Malachim, go down and give a cook at my grandson, at Rav Yaakov Yitzhak, how he eats. He said that. Go see how he eats downstairs. And he says, all the Malachim are jealous of me. He said, he wanted to make a lachash, not because of people, because the Malachim were jealous of him. That's why he needed the lachash. There was a Yid who sent a shliach with a kvittel to the Rebbe, and he lived in somewhere in Hungary. And as soon as the Rebbe Chayza saw the kvittel, he knew right away, the inyanim of this person, and he said, "Oh, this Yid, he's a Talmud Chacham, he's a Yerushalayim. The only thing that he's lacking is a mikveh. He's only lacking a mikveh." So the shliach was astonished that he knew everything, and he said, "You're right, it's true." He says that because of certain issues, irrigation issues, the water issues, that Yipasha, there was no place for him to make a mikveh. So the Rebbe said, although he was never ever in the town, never there, he says, if you go to this and this spot next to the mountain, there's a valley over there. If you dig over there, there's going to be water. Okay, he goes back, digs. Vehine Maima, there was Mayim there. And he said, at one point, he used it for many years, and then at one point, the water stopped. There was no more water there. So he sent the shliach back to Lublin to see what happened to the water. When he got there, found out the Rebbe passed away. So there was really no water there. The Rebbe made a mouth face, saying that there was water there, but it was only because in his chus that he was alive that there was water. As soon as he passed away, there was no more water. I reminded myself another story. I just forgot it though. This is a very deep story. Once on Motzei Simchas Torah, so the Chayza from Lublin, he was sitting with the Chevra, and he said to them, he says, I know what each of you asked now, what each of you asked Hashem for on Simchas Torah. The Zohar says that Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah is a time to make a request from Hashem. So I know what each of you asked Hashem today. So one of the Talmidim was very curious. He says, Rabbi, I believe be'emunah shleima. He didn't see, he saw everything. I believe be'emunah shleima that you know exactly what I asked for. But I want you to tell me what I asked for. So the Rebbe said, okay, I'll tell you. He says, you said to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you give me all of the parnasa which I need to have Sudas on Shabbos, but I have to work so hard during the week. Why don't you just make my parnasa easy? I shouldn't have to go through such difficulties to have to make a parnasa. And now I can learn. I can learn throughout the week, and I won't have to work so hard during the week. So he said, Taka, Rebbe, you're right. He says, but you want to know what Hashem told you? So he said, yeah. He says, Hashem told you, the answer back to you was, he says, your Yisurim are more chavib to me than your Torah. So he said, very deep, my son. Your Yisurim are more chavib to me than your Torah. He said about himself, he was a Levi. He actually came from Kairach. They say he used to say about the Kairach, used to call him like the Helig Zayda Kairach. Helig Zayda.
And that's how the Shla?
Huh?
And that's how the Shla?
That was with the Shla?
I thought the Shla was a Levi, and he started that. And then.
Oh yeah, he took it from him. Yeah, they say he came from the Shla too. Yeah, he's from the Shla, yeah. Horowitz. He said that he was very beside himself that although the Levim have the koyach of Nagina, the Levim used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash, he says, I don't have the koyach to sing. It just wasn't a talent that Hashem gave me. I just don't know how to sing. He says, I think the reason why is because if I were to sing, I can arouse such a cheshek from Hashem to build the Beis HaMikdash that he wouldn't be able to say no. That's why Hashem didn't give me the koyach of Nagina. Sounds like he was boasting. There wasn't a bigger broken heart in the world than the heart of the Chayza from Lublin. Such an anav. All of his madrigas because of shlifus. He says, anybody could be a Baruch HaKadosh. You don't have to have big madrigas. If you can make yourself a shuffle, if you make yourself into nothing, I guarantee you a Baruch HaKadosh.
It's interesting that you're saying he could have a broken heart, but at the same time, he said that his mida was simple.
Yeah, they go hand in hand. Absolutely. That's what the Zohar says. There's no more wholesome heart than that of a broken heart before Hashem. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't mean to break the heart. It means the klipa around the heart.
That's the story with the Yisrael Moshe we said a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Heard this story from my Rebbe, who heard it from his Rebbe, and it's brought down here. I heard from the Sitchina Rav. So one of the Talmidim of the Chayzer was of Mordechai Dov for Damerba. And the Chayzer once told the Rav Mordechai David to wait by the door. No visitors should come in right now because I need to take a rest. He was a very weak person by nature, the Chayzer. And so he was guarding the door. And he said all of a sudden, he dozed off or he looked away and he saw three people walk into the Chayzer's room. And he was, and they closed the door and the door was locked and he couldn't believe what had happened. So after that happened, so later he went into the room and the Chayzer, so he said, Rebbe, I'm so sorry. I don't know how that happened. So the Chayzer said, did you see them? Did you see who came in? He says, yeah, I got a good look at them. He says, did you see the middle one? He said, the middle one I couldn't see. I said, only saw the ones on the outside, not the middle ones. He says, the reason why you only saw the ones on the right and the one on the left was because you saw Avraham and Yaakov. Because their midas are midas of Racham and Chesed. But the midah of Din, which is the midah of Yitzchak, you couldn't see. Because a certain hester upon him, you couldn't see that. He says, they came to look, they come to wish me a good Yontif. It was before Yontif, he was resting. He says, but they saw that I was tired and I was weak. So they came, they said, good Yontif, and then they left. But so the fact that he saw them was a tremendous thing. The fact that he saw, I couldn't see Yitzchak, okay, but they saw the other one. So he had to take a rest, he was resting. I think this is Pshat and the Zayar. The Zayar says, "Va'yirei lov Avram," that Va'yirei lov Hashem, that Avram had a bris, and then Hashem appeared to Avram to be Mavakar Chayla. So Chazal say that he sent three messengers. Who were the three messengers? So we know it was the Malachim, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael. That's what the Gemara says. The Zayar says it was Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Of course, the kasha is, how is he coming to visit? Was it himself? It says the Torah doesn't say it was Avram. It just says Va'yirei lov Hashem, he appeared to him. And since the Torah is Nitzchi, it's referring to all tzaddikim for future generations. And it was talking to about the Chayza, Va'irei Lav Hashem. And three people came, and Avram Avinu was tying up his bandages, and the Malachim were going to run away, right? They said, no, I'm sorry, you see, okay, we'll see you later. And Avram came running after them. That's exactly Va'irei Lav Hashem. And his name was, like we said, Yaakov Yitzchak ben Avram. So he had these three tzaddikim came to visit him because the Torah is Nitzchi, and it's referring to all the tzaddikim for all coming generations. Shalom Kamakar. I'm sure many of you don't know that name, but he was one of the great, great tzaddikim of earlier generations, Talmud of the Chayza, and Chaver of the Zera Kodesh, the Refertzer we spoke about. So, when he got engaged, Shalom Kamakar, so his father-in-law took him to the Chayza to get a bracha, like it's customarily done by a chassan to get a bracha from the Chayza. So when he got there, so the Chayza sat him down and he said, I want to do just, you know, if you could tell me Pshat, Rashi, and Chumash. So he opened up Parshas Kedoshim, and it says this, Kedoshim to you, be a Kadosh. And Rashi there says, Have you prushim min ha'arayas mi avera? Stay away from arayas and stay away from avera. So he said, could you tell me Pshat on this Rashi? So Shon the Kamaker said that I started to laugh. I was laughing. He told me Pshat Rashi. Already at a young age, he was known to be a gain. Not much a gain, Shon the Kamaker. He says, the Chayez is asking for Pshat Rashi. So he said, tell me Pshat Rashi. So he starts to read it. And he says, Have you pushed me a rice? I mean, not a vapor. Stay away from a rice, stay from a vapor. That's right, it's a Rashi. So the Chayez said, no, tell me Pshat Rashi. Let's learn it together. So he says, let's read it together. Have you pushed me a rice, I mean, not a vapor. And he said, as soon as he said it together with the Chayza, he had such a pachad. It's such a pachad. He said, many, many years later, after the Chayza passed away, even if I just share the Maisa, I have the chills, just to share the Maisa. So in the middle of the Maisa, with the Chazal from Kashmir, he said the same thing. When he was young, his father took him to the Chayza. He says, let's do Pshat Rashi. Have you prushim min ha'arayas min ha'aveira? He says, the moment that the Rebbe did that with me, I lost all cheshik. I couldn't do an aveira at all after that. Couldn't do an aveira anymore after he said that. That's what the Rav Shitzer said. If you would come to the Chayza, anybody who came to the Chayza spent a night in Lublin, he says the Rav Shitzer, the Chayza, he would take you, he would put you in the laundry, and he would squeeze you, and he would make it like you were totally clean from all your avers. Anybody who stepped foot into Lublin, the Rebbe would clean you out. once there was a dibuk in town. Not in his town, but in Kozhnitz. And you know what a dibuk is, yeah? It's when a neshama enters into another neshama. Usually one of a rasha, always that of a rasha. And came to the Chazhnitzer came, and he asked him, he said, Rasha, he says, why don't you leave this body? He said, how do you speak to me this way? The Dibuk said. He says, when I was 6 years old, I knew much more Torah, much more Madrigas than you have. You're an older man, Chazhnitzer. At the age of six, I was greater than you. So the Magid was very confused by this. So he said, tell me who you are. If you don't tell me who you are, I'm going to take you, I'm going to throw you into the Gehenna forever. He says, I'll tell you who I am. He says, I lived in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, which is why he knew more than the Chayim. I'm Neshama from the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. And I was the first one who gave the first blow to Zechariah HaNavi. You know, Zechariah was killed in the Beis HaMikdash. He was a Navi and a Kohen, and it was millions of Jews were killed on the blood of Zechariah. He says, I was the first one to give the first knack to Zechariah. So he says, show me your face. I want to see your face. So he says, if I show you my face in this room, it's not going to be good for you. Come outside, and I'll show you who I am. But I'm warning you, take some people with you, because you may faint when you see me. They went outside. He took a few friends, talmidim, and he showed himself to the Maggid, and he said that the Maggid said, I almost lost myself, but I was able to be mechazik myself. And he says, and I said to him, you, what you need is to go to the Chayza. If you go to the Chayza, he's going to give you a ticket. So he went to the Chayza, and the Chayza said to him, Rasha, who are you? And he says, I gave the first blow to Zechariah. And he said, I want to see you. And he didn't make any conditions with him. He just showed himself right away to the Chayza. And the Chayza, when he saw this neshama, he turned to the oilam that was there and he says, everybody thinks that the Rishayim in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that they were like gangsters. He says, they were not. He says, they were very great people. Like he had first, he said himself. He says, I knew more Torah than you at the age of six, says the Kozhnitzer. He says, they weren't gangsters, they weren't mafia, they were very big people. And the reason why they were so angry at Zechariah, that they didn't let him speak and to give his nevuah, is because they felt that if the Navi will speak about the consequences that would happen to Bnei Yisrael, they wouldn't be able to take it back. So they didn't want him to talk. And as soon as Zechariah said he was going to talk, and he was talking, he says they were vicious and brutal on the Navi so that they shouldn't see anything wrong against Klal Yisrael. So in the Dibuk, when he heard that, he said, for hundreds of years, nobody has ever been malam itzchus on me. What I needed in order to go to the Gan Eden was that a yid in this world should say a good memory about me, to find a schus in me, that I should be able to come. So coming here and hearing an ayin toyer from the Chayzer from Lublin, he made a tikkun for my neshama, and he was able to go back, and everything was good. Once, I don't have the Tanad Ve'Eliyahu tonight. I forgot it. I don't know, when I was leaving home, I had forgotten something. So we're going to just a couple extra stories from the Chayza to be mashlam. Just two more stories. I heard this from my Rebbe as well. Rabbi Yasala, who was the son of Mordechai from Mashchiz. So he had heard that the Rebbe, the Chayza, was going to be coming into town. And the minig of the Rebbe was that as soon as he would come to town, so he would take a rest. And again, he was very weak. And he would lay on the bed. But the Chayza, because he knew everything and he felt everything and he saw everything, so many times he would sit on a chair or lay down on the bed and he would say, ah, I have pains. It hurts. So what he was referring to was like the machshavas of the person who made the bed. So he was very sensitive to the people who made whatever he would lay on. Or if it was somebody else's bed, he knew everything. So he said that he was very afraid that he should be embarrassed, and he didn't want the Chayza to have an experience like that at his house. So he hired a big Yorei Shamayim, a big tzaddik, who was a craftsman, to put together a new bed from the Chayza, and he did all new furnishing in the room where the Chayza would stay in his house, and he locked the door so that nobody would come in. It would be completely naki v'tohar that nobody should come in before the Chayza. So, you can imagine what happens. He invites the Chayza in, comes, he lays down on the bed, he says, oi, it hurts me, it hurts me. He's so embarrassed, he couldn't know. He says, I don't know what, I locked it, there was nobody in here, nobody has been on this bed, and I hired a Yerusha Mayim, we went to the mikveh before he made it. Every time he worked on it, he went to the mikveh. Pain. So he was afraid to ask the Chayza to stay in his bed, because what was he going to do? He needed to lay down, he couldn't. So he didn't want the Chayza to lay in his bed. He should be embarrassed. He should say, oi, oi, about his bed. So, but he had no choice. So the Chayza, he laid him down in the bed. And the Chayza, he said, oh, Baruch Hashem, I feel so good. It's such a nice day in this bed. So he said, Rabbi, I don't understand. He says, how could I? He lay down in the bed. Nobody was there. So he said, so they found out later that the person who made it, he was a Yerei Shamayim. But he made the bed during the 3 weeks. And because he was a Yerei Shamayim, he was very much b'tzar b'churban beis hamikdash. And because the chayza was everything by him was b'simcha, so he felt the tzar of the churban from in the machshavas of the man who made it. So on those machshavas, he was saying, ay, it hurts, it hurts. That's what he was saying.
What about a bus?
Give one more story. Maglin Tziner, he told the following story. No, not that story, a different story. I heard this from my Rebbe also. that the Chayza, the Talmidim would come from far and wide to be by the Chayza for the night of the Seder. Many Tzaddikim would have the Seder privately, only with their family, and others would allow the Talmidim to come. By the Chayza, the Talmidim were able to come. You can imagine, it was a gathering of the greatest, the legends, Mamesh, they all came to, they're all Talmidim of the Chayza. All the great Tzaddikim of the Talmidim of the Chayza. The Rav Shitzran, the Bnei Yisachar, and many others. So, the Yid HaKadosh, and Chatzker. So, the Chayza, during the Seder, he would keep himself draped under in talis the entire time. Nobody was able to see the face of the Chayza. He says that at one point, he would lift off his talis. When he would come to the words, U'b'moira gadol, zu gilo shchina, where the Baal HaGadah darshans, that Hashem, by Kriyas Yamsef, there was a Moira Gadol, there was a tremendous awesomeness, Hashem revealed the Shechina. So when he did that, he took off his talis, and his face was beaming with Kedusha, and anybody who was there, they fell on the floor. They would fall on the floor, because out of the pachad of the Chayza. Everyone. The Yid HaKadosh, he was there, he says, from that experience, he lost all of his teeth. All of his teeth fell out of his mouth because of that. Except one tooth didn't fall out. And he would say about that tooth, you're such a Rasha. He'd say, this tooth, your mom is such a Rasha. How could you have the audacity to stay in after that? He said, this is the Rasha tooth. He used to call it my Rasha. This is the Rasha tooth. Only tooth which stayed in. Such a chutzpah, he would say. Such a chutzpah, you didn't come out because of the pachad of the Chayza from Lublin. I just can't imagine.